another medal.
Another medal.
What does that mean?
Well, like, it's my daughter sent me a message this morning saying, Daddy, you rode really good yesterday and I want you to bring home another medal. So that's so special. So, Philippa, I've done it.
Andrew Hoy there on Channel Wisp. He's done it again. A silver medal and a bronze medal in both the team's event and the individual. Only one man we'd speak to. This three-time Olympic gold medalist was a massive hit on our show when we were previewing the Olympics. He's out doing a lesson as we speak, Wisp. He's teaching the next Olympic equestrians. Had to get permission to jump off and join us. And Matt Ryan's been good enough to do that. G'day, Matty.
Good morning, fellas. How are you going?
Oh, we're up and about. You must be on a high having seen what Andrew Hoy and our team have achieved.
I tell you what, I was a nervous wreck last night, though. Crikey. I mean, those scores were so close. I mean, we were a bit down in the dumps after the dressage because we were sitting down in sixth position as a team when we thought, hang on, that's not where we're meant to be. But then the cross-country on Sunday was really tough, which was great. That suited our riders. It really allowed those tough, mature, experienced, really top cross-country rides to shine through. We clawed our way back up into the silver medal position, which was fantastic, but only by the skin of our teeth. The French were only 0.9 of a penalty behind us, and one rail in the show jumping is four penalties, so we could have lost it just like that. Now, Shane Rose did have one rail down in the first of the rounds, but luckily the French had one down as well, so we kept our lead of 0.4, 0.9, whatever it is, and then coming to that last round, Andrew Hoy on his horse, Facilitas de Lassos. I mean, oh, honestly, we were on the edge of our seats. We think, oh, can he do it? Can he do it? He'd boasted about this horse being the best horse he'd ever ridden on, sat on, and we thought, well, I hope it really comes to fruition because we really need a clear round, Andrew. And he delivered. It was just brilliant.
Matt, it is fantastic to hear the excitement in your voice this morning. Andrew reckons he's going to be around for Brisbane in 2032. Will his horse still be around, though?
I don't think so, but I'll tell you what. He hasn't got much hair. When he took his hat off to get those medals last night, you said, oh, where's all that hair gone, Andrew? And the little bits that were there were very silvery, weren't they? But I tell you what, he looks fit. I certainly wouldn't be surprised that this horse inspires him to at least get to Paris in 3 years' time. This looks like a special little horse of his. Now, whether he's got the legs to last till to Brisbane, I don't think so. The horse will be a little bit too old. I mean, he could get to Los Angeles again, maybe. But how old would Andrew be in 11 years' time? 73. Come on.
Hey, Matt, is it unsportsmanlike of me to be barracking for the opposition, the French in this instance, to hit one of those rails? Because that's what you end up doing.
Absolutely, you do. Don't tell anyone. You never admit to that. But yes, yeah, under your breath, that's exactly what you're doing.
And do you think last night they would have sat down with a couple of Pims and lemonades and celebrated?
I think there might be a little bit of Bundy or rum, I reckon, and Coke might have been the way to go. sort of prepping themselves.
The mullet, I reckon, they got out last night.
Maybe. I'll tell you what, it was fantastic. I've got lots of little messages, you know, this morning and last night, people jumping up and down pretty excited. Yeah, it was just great.
And the conditions, have they been really, really tough on both rider and horse over there in Tokyo?
Well, more so for the horse. Look, let's be honest, the real athlete in our competition is the horse. And that's not to say that the riders do a very important job, absolutely, but the real special athletes are the horse. And yes, on the cross-country day, when they're galloping around for almost 8 minutes around that cross-country, in that heat. But the organisers have very special equipment set up, the cooling fans, the ice water, cooling the horses down, hydrating them as much as you possibly can. Yeah, so it is pretty tough in those conditions. It's not ideal conditions, but that's why the cross-country was a bit on the short side. It's normally up more around 9, 11 minutes. In my day, it was around the 13 minutes, but let's not go back there.
Hey, Matty, you do a bit of coaching these days, so you're preparing our next Olympians, perhaps. Gary is 56 or 50, you're 56 or 57?
53.
53 years of age. He's got a property, wants to get a horse. Could he possibly, could you train him up, do you reckon, to compete at the Olympics? In how many years might it take somebody that
has? I've got a good base.
He's got a good base. Yep. He's done a little bit of harness racing in his time as well.
Really? Yeah. Well, can I make that judgment call when I see him, please?
No, I wouldn't put any poor horse through that, Matty. Hey, you're up and about and doing some training this morning already. How's that working?
Yes, we are. I'm teaching a girl called Ellie at the moment. I am up here in the southeast corner of Brisbane in a little bit of lockdown, but we're in our little bubble here. Even before our success last night, I mean, the Queenslanders here really inspired. The fact that Brisbane has the 32 Olympics in the bag now, everyone's talking about having a plan to have a horse and themselves all primed to try and get on a team, the team for the 32 Olympics up here in Brisbane. I've got these 10-year-old, 11-year-old kids, working on plans. Right, in 11 years' time, I'm going to be 22, 25, 30, whatever it is. And they got plans, and it's fantastic. Talk about having those Olympics given to us. That has inspired a lot of people. And that last night, just brilliant.
Yeah, that's it's great to have those dreams. And how long would it take to get the horse ready for the Olympics? Is it like a 5-6 year project or longer than that?
It can be longer, but that's a pretty good the estimate, 5 or 6 years. As a professional, when we did one Olympics, we'd already have sort of the next line of horses, string of horses coming along. But then we'd say, right, a four-year project to get the next horse established at that top level. You want a horse to be established at the top level at least for a couple of years so they become quite seasoned and experienced. And the more seasoned and experienced they are, generally, the better they cope with these big internationals. You don't want to be just reaching that height at the year of the Olympics. You need good performances to be selected anyway. So you want to start racking up those performances for a couple of years at least before the Olympics come around. So, 5 or 6 years is a pretty good way to think about bringing your next horse up to the next Olympics.
Matty, you've got a whole legion of fans down here now, though. You've just summed up all of our excitement in such a beautiful way. It was great to hear you this morning. We appreciate you interrupting your lesson. Thank your young charge there, and may there be more success down the road.
Beauty. Thanks, fellas. Really appreciate the call. We had a great time last night.
On you, Matt.
What a beauty Matty Ryan is.
Rocky, he's up and about, Matty.
That's what I love. Our all-time favourite, my all-time favourite horse, Chautauqua.
Right.
Who just ended up saying, I'm not running anymore. Just stood in the, I still think that is the greatest act of defiance by an animal I've ever seen.
That's a Hawks's horse,
Yeah, he won all the big races and then just said, I've had a gutful. So the barrier opened, he just stood there. That is, I tell you what, that is my favourite all-time animal. He's gone into, I think, show jumping and stuff.
Yep.
So he might bob up.
Exactly.
If he feels like it.
We're going to call Andrew Hoy, but he doesn't take calls until about 11 o'clock in the morning, apparently.
What's that mean?
He likes to sleep in.
Hoy!